back to Mariachi Maya. Jose and I think it's the eighth year. Pensamos que es el octavo año, ¿verdad? Que hemos estado juntos. ¿Cuántos años?
Ocho años,
sí. Oh, yeah. Oh, those, they have 12 years together. Okay. Pueden descansar. Pueden descansar. So, it's Day of the Dead, and we honor the fact that there are those among us with fresh hurt in their hearts from recent deaths or deaths long ago. And if you're in a harder phase of mourning, we want you to know you're surrounded by love. You're not alone. We're together. We're with you. Dia de los Muertos allows us to go through that mourning together. And it also allows us to explore ideas about what happens after we die and how we stay connected with people who have died. Deceased EU Minister Forrest Church said, "We know that we are all going to die. And because we know that, we have religion." Religion asks us allows us to ask some of those big questions. What happens after death? And we Unitarian Universalists have a lot of ideas. Not hearing me yet? Wait, oh, I think I dropped. Thank you, Nancy. Unitarian Universalists have a lot of different ideas about what happens after you die. And doubt is the spiritual theme of the month. And I think it's appropriate because many of us are not 100% sure of what happens after we die. And you could say we embrace the mystery of that. Many of us also have at least some moments where we identify with Woody Allen, who said, "It's not that I'm afraid of dying, it's just that I don't want to be there when it happens." Which leads me to my story of how Kristen and I met Bruce Willis. You could see the natural segue there. Kristen and I met Bruce Willis. We were with a real estate agent selling a condo and looking for a new house. And here in Philadelphia, with many old houses, we were talking about ghost stories that we'd heard about. And what the question was, if a homeowner thinks there's a ghost, what obligation does he or her have to tell a potential buyer? We're having this discussion, and we're in a hotel, and an elevator door opens, and a guy and a woman are kissing with drinks in their hands. And the guy looks up and says, oh, you busted us. And our real estate agent says, "Don't worry, we're not going to take any photos." And I look, I think, this is Bruce Willis. I love Bruce Willis. So I walk in, we walk in, and I say, "It's so funny. We were just talking about Philadelphia ghost stories right now." Great opening line, because Bruce was in Sixth Sense about Philadelphia ghost stories. And he says, "Yeah, when we were making that film, people were giving us a lot of video of supposed real ghosts, and some of them were pretty convincing. And I remember one that had this woman dressed in black, and it looked pretty real." And he's asking us what we're doing, we're chatting, blah, blah. We get off the elevator, and his entourage comes up, and he says, "Vinny, I was just telling, remember when we were shooting the film, and people gave us the videos of the ghosts, and there's the one woman in the black dress, and we're talking, and then we say goodbye." And of course, I disclosed that I was totally focused on how great Bruce looked and wondering what his secrets were, and the women were sort of thinking the same about the woman. So, you might ask, Bruce Willis, did in the videos that he saw, did he see real ghosts? Are the TV shows Ghost Hunters about real ghost stories? And for me, personally, I just say, I don't know. I don't know. I'm agnostic about the afterlife. But what I do know, and I especially want the kids to hear this, I believe very strongly there is nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of after people die. And I believe, and I know many, many of us believe, that when the body dies, the love from somebody lives on. And it touches people's hearts. It's like light or energy. And it lives on in us and in the world, the people we know who have died. And that's real. According to a 2011 poll, 81% of Americans believe in a literal heaven in the afterlife, and 71% of Americans believe in a literal hell. And I haven't seen any polls what Unitarian Universalists believe. I'll bet it would be somewhat probably a little lower numbers, certainly on the hell, but I think a lot of Unitarian Universalists believe in an afterlife. I have a ministerial colleague, I'll call him Jim, and he talks regularly with a deceased mentor of his, I'll call her Nancy. And when Jim is debating what to do, he talks to Nancy, and she's there for him, and he hears her talking and follows her direction. And this goes back, there's a whole history going back to at least the 3rd century, 1,700 years ago. Universalists were saying that they really believed something positive and loving happened for people after they died. Origen was in Rome, and he didn't win the theological arguments with the councils, but he planted seeds, and they lay dormant for a long time, and then they eventually sprouted and bloomed. And then people like John Murray in England became Universalists. He had a hard time, was kicked out, came to the Jersey Shore where the men go to men's retreat and where the women should have their retreat. And he arrived in the 1800s and started talking about heaven for all souls after people die. And this was radical. And people believed in it passionately. There were 8 Universalist churches in Philadelphia at one time. However, throughout history, the pendulum tends to swing on many issues. And over the last century, the tendency swung away from talking about what happens after we die. We became very focused on the here and now and this life. I think actually we disregarded the afterlife or what happens after that too much. And we know of stories of people who leave Unitarian Universalist churches because they don't feel like they're getting the spiritual support they need as they prepare for death. And it doesn't have to be like that, because we have a rich, broad array of theological perspectives in these pews, in our congregation, in our faith movement, in people who might come and find us a meaningful home. And it connects to our history. The Unitarian side of our history had the transcendentalists like Samuel Longfellow, who served here, and his brother, the poet Henry. They believed that each soul of a person goes to connect with the oversoul, the soul of all. And I think a lot of people still have belief systems or interests like that. And if we more fully make a space to respect and lift up all the different beliefs and yearnings, we can meet people's spiritual wants, but also we can make some of the cross-cultural connections and relationships that we want and yearn for so much. In many Eastern African and Latin American cultures, there's less dualism between life and death. Concepts of stopping and starting life and death don't make as much sense. When you talk about death in Spanish, you use estar, which is transitory verb, not ser. Está muerto, he's dead. Estar is transitory verb. Buddhism has reincarnation for all, and if you engage in spiritual practices, you can remember your past lives. This is a beautiful statement from a Hindu author, Rabindranath Tagore. Death is not extinguishing the light, it is putting out the lamp because the dawn has come. Just like the light to light, a little light to a bigger light that might have more richness. It's mystery. Having a spiritual approach to dying is beneficial. Paying attention to how we relate to the dead helps us in our living. When we need our deceased loved ones, we can talk to them and feel their energy. Being connected to their souls can give us direction, solace, and joy. Their love lives on and on and on and on. Amen.